Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you. And well, as well too, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. So, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
In my house.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I'm old.
Thank you. Just to be sure we represented everybody, may I ask your race? White, African American, Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American,
Black.
American Indian. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
No, I always vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
72.
Thank you. And would you say that the coming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
That's the same, I guess.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
No, I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yeah, I approve.
Thank you. And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve of the job that Biden is doing as president?
Well, I approve.
Thank you. And would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Of what?
Yes, about the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president. You mentioned that you approve. However, do you strongly approve it or somewhat approve it?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Yes, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not quite satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say your economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Repeat that.
Yes. And in your opinion, would you say your economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Same.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two. The first one is the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, or rising crime and violence?
The first one, not rising crime and violence.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Republicans in Congress.
The what?
Republicans in Congress.
Oh, I don't know. Not too sure about that.
Thank you. And J.D. Vance.
Nah.
So, how would you rate your feelings toward J.D. Vance from 0 to 100?
Maybe 50.
Yeah.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Oh, okay. Well, but now how would I rate her?
Yes, from 0 to 100.
89.
Thank you. Then Joe Biden.
Oh, maybe 90.
Thank you. And Project 2025.
Who? 25? What did you say?
Yes, a Project 2025.
What is that?
Yes, as well, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so as well.
Okay, now I have heard of that.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
No, I've heard, no. About 40.
Thank you. Jill Stein.
About the same.
Thank you. And Democrats in Congress.
I'm about 85.
He was being challenged.
Thank you. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I'm about 90.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
We are undecided.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I don't know. I decided.
Thank you. And what do you need to hear more of from the candidates in order to make a choice?
Huh?
And what do you need to hear more of from the candidates in order to make a choice?
No, I got this. I don't know.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing?
Yes.
Okay, would that be yes a lot, yes some, or only a little, or nothing at all?
Something. I've heard of right much.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
Um,
Okay. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris has stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
And as Vice President, Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing and to address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make affordable housing a top priority. How would you rate this to be convincing from 0 to 10?
Oh, I would rate her high because I've been listening to the things that she do. And so far, I like it. And I rate it about 85.
Okay, but in this case, from how would you rate it from a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one is, both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As attorney general of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company. In marijuana arrest and incarcerations dropped. And a senator, Harris was a champion of black maternal health and championed legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The next one is the politics as usual.
Oh, how long is this going to take? Because I got to go.
I'll try to do it as fast as I can, maybe 10 minutes more or less.
Oh, no, I can't. I got to go. I can't wait that long.
Okay, I do understand that. Thank you for participating. Have a